Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, as I turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east, turn off all your lights now. The show can only be heard in the dark. Yeah, the Night Owls Radio, my little Night Owls, still up, taking you into the midnight hour. A Night Owl. Radio, blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, with your host, the mysterious Miss X, taking my way through the white cobwebs, scraping my talons along the cold white marble coffin. Oh, it's so freezing cold. It really is. Feels like pearls, pearl cold. And you know, top of tonight's show, I was thinking about this just now as I was searching high and low for tonight's movie, Dead People. Oh, it's a special treat. It really is a special one. If you have never seen this movie before, because I hadn't. I had heard of this movie, but I hadn't known that I had heard of this movie. Do you know what I mean by that? Someone had told me about a scene from a movie. They didn't know the name of the movie. Turns out to be this movie, Dead People, from 1973, as we continue 50 years on planet Earth for Miss X and 50 horror sci-fi monster movies, which is my promise to you that I was going to play for you 50 really old, mostly really schlocky science fiction, horror, monster movies. But so while I was looking for it and trying to find this movie tonight, I got ticked off because I just realized when I was looking for the movie that it's probably got a red background, right? Like all Dead People movies do, the little still photograph, I think has a red background. I'm searching for the movie, and suddenly it comes to mind. This picture that I have on, like this black Raven outfit, even though I really don't. It's radio, so just pretend. Pretend along with me, will you? Won't you? Will you, won't you? Won't you, will you pretend along with me that I have on a black outfit with a web-like, webby things at the ends to my hands, and I just lifted my arm up sexily like that. I was in my big black outfit with a torn into sexy pieces on the bottom, which doesn't look like a ruffle.
Okay. So,
on the end of the, what do you call that at the end of the dress? I don't know.
I don't know.
At the bottom of your skirt. Oh. You know, all the horror hosts, female horror hosts used to wear that outfit. It's the way they designed the really cheap Hallows Eve, Halloween costume outfits. They have those sort of like torn rags look to them at the bottom. I'm just picturing in my mind that that's the type of outfit that I'm wearing right now. Instead of really wearing some disgusting, gross, bulky winter outfit because it's so cold out. It is so cold! And don't ask me how cold is it. Year after year when I do this show, it's so cold. I'm always live on the air telling you it's so skin-chillingly cold. Oh, cold, white, marble-feeling cold. Like when you place your body against the cold, white marble. Oh, you almost have to jump back. It's so cold. You almost, you know, you almost pull your skin away because it's so cold. Well, I was thinking that I happened to turn on the very famous radio paranormal supernatural show, and they were I think it was a couple nights ago or last night, and they were talking about a subject that I have talked about recently. That I'm the one that brought up Ghost Trains. I am the one that brought up the movie Ghost Train. And here we go again. Lo and behold, I turn on a radio show. And what are they talking about? My subject. Hey, do you want to call into the show? Stop copying my ideas, people out there. I mean, thank you for the compliments, but get your own show ideas. Get your own. Now, you want to call in the next 7 minutes and 1 second, now exactly 7 minutes, guest call-in number. We don't do all your weird, what's the word, conspiracy, that's the word I'm looking for, topics here. I don't even delve into those kind of nonsensical things. But I don't even understand my little board right now because I didn't even have a studio open to take calls for so many years, but lucky for you tonight, I do. 657-383-1357. If you happen to be listening anywhere on the planet of granite, to the north, to the south, to the west, or to the east, four directions of planet Earth, the call-in number is 657-383-1357. And I just might put you on the air. So this movie, Dead People, has absolutely, absolutely frightening scenes, surprisingly frightening. There's one where she's in this movie theater, you're sitting there, you're nicely chewing your yellow popcorn, and you're watching a non-horror movie. All of a sudden, the zombies start walking in silently, sitting in the rows behind you. Somebody told me about this scene, and it happened years ago, and it happens to be in the movie tonight, Dead People, from 1973. There is another very, almost scary, but super weird scene in this movie that takes place in a supermarket. The supermarket scene is weird. It is spooky, but it is nothing. I repeat, it is nothing like the scene where the woman is sitting alone, and you know, you just, in a movie theater, you know, you go to see a movie by yourself. Doesn't appear to be anybody else there. You sit down, and all of a sudden, people start filtering in. First there's one, then there's two, then there's three or four at a time. And they're all sort of staring straight ahead, not talking. Sort of emotionless, not showing any, and emotion towards you. What are they? Are they zombies? And another really interesting thing about the movie Dead People, it's sort of a zombie vampirism combination going on here. It's really more about vampires, I guess is the closest that you could call it. It is, and as somebody on here said, it's a very creepy quote they said on archives.org. It's very, very weird. Very weird movie. And what makes it weird? That's what I always like to think about your humans movies. You humans and the movies that you make and your weird interpretations of the supernatural and paranormal events that can occur around you. Just your interpretations of the world itself. What is it that makes this movie so creepy? Is it the scene where she's in the movie theater alone? And then the seconds are going by and she looks around. There's the weird people filtering in. I mean, is that what makes it so weird? But who goes, and I said this on Facebook Radio Miss X. I said this. So I said this, you need to go to Facebook Radio Miss X, where I said, or wrote anyway, who goes into a supermarket in 1970s in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. in the morning, I think it was, not even the middle of the night, deserted, long, dark parking lot, a dark supermarket with the lights on inside. Who goes in there? And then you hear the steps and the running after her, the clicking of the heels. They chase her up and down the aisles, up and down. Those are the two really horrifying scenes that will probably stay with you from tonight's movie, Dead People. So I believe George Lucas, the famous director, of course, of the Star Wars series, George Lucas' friend, made this movie. They were friends in filmmaking. Yeah, the filmmaking friends back in the 70s. One of his friends made this. If anybody's keeping score, by the way, if you are keeping score, and if you even really care, if you care, Miss X still has her midterm exam. Don't say those two words. I almost got through it. I almost got through the two words, but a weird, strange, supernatural feeling came over me, and I couldn't get through the two words. They're going to make me say them again. Exam midterm. There, I switched them around. The exam midterm. That really determines whether or not Miss X is going to graduate. It really, really does. You have no idea the level of stress that your Miss X has been under. Not only for 4 years, try more like 6 years. Finally! And finally, ready to graduate and have this 3.5-week-long illness and 50,000 formulas to memorize. And then you have to know when to use the formulas as well. And there was no time to study. There just was none whatsoever. Worked 6 days, worked today, my sixth day in a row. Six. Happy holidays to all of you, by the way. I keep saying that every time I say little strange people, I just say, happy holidays. So if you see somebody out there acting really grouchily, you might consider saying, happy holidays. Until then, remember what I told you. You're going to have to watch Dead People this weekend. And in the words of the immortal She-Beast, I will be back. Dead, I'll be back. And until then, happy screams. Woo!